It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Before we get started, a really quick note. If you found this show on iTunes or by downloading the Flow Dreaming podcast app, it would mean so much if you took a moment to review it. That is how other people will find this show and get the same great value out of it that I hope you're getting. So my huge thanks and sparkles and flow go to all of you who just take that few moments to go write a quick little message of telling other people, this is good, go listen. Thanks. Now off we go to the show. That's right, off we go to the show. And if you hear any sounds in the background, that is my 22-pound cat that I left in my office with me during the show recording right now and live broadcast. And she likes to headbutt the microphone. She headbutts me. She's a giant kitty, and she's so loving. I just couldn't bear to toss her out this morning. So that's what you hear shuffling through my papers. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. Today's show is supposed to be about how to flow dream. Now, this is a show I do a couple of times a year, and this podcast has been running now for 10 years. So I've probably done this topic 20 or 30 times, if I add that all up. So today I thought what I would do is come at it from a different angle. So if I just get lost and start mumbling off in different directions, it's really because I'm thinking on my feet. How do I share this in a way that you haven't heard before, that I haven't expressed before? How do I look at the same thing from a new angle or direction? And the reason I decided to do this show again is because I've been noticing in the last couple of podcasts, the last couple of episodes, I have been kind of describing something bigger than flow dreaming. I'm describing this arc of development that I have been watching people move through very consistently over the last 5-6 years that I have been training, mentoring, working with people one-on-one in longer periods of time, you know, 1-year programs, 2-year programs, and so on. And it's been fascinating me. And I get so excited about it because, I mean, I really see people change magnificently. In fact, the last couple of private sessions I had with some of my diamonds are what I call people who are enrolled in Me School, but they're getting an extra level, kind of an accelerated level, where I'm working with them personally and privately as well each month. But I was pointing out to several of them, do you know what you've actually done in the last year? This is extraordinary. And truly it was. It was like, wow, you know, we realized this is 5 years worth of growth, and we packed it into a year. So this is happening consistently with people. And what does growth equate to, right? It's not just some esoteric spiritual thing. Growth means you're up-leveling your life. You're up-leveling your thinking. You're becoming more satisfied, more filled with joy. There goes my cat. She just headbutted the mic and almost fell on my lap. Oh, come on, girl. Move. She's like having a dog on my desk, a big dog, too. Anyway, it equates to your career often changing because that has to reflect the new you. It equates to your income often going up because, again, as your self-worth increases, as your awareness of your true reason for being here starts to get really deep inside you, you can't live the way you used to. You can't settle for what you used to settle for. And it's this push, this acceleration that causes, like, have you ever seen those stock market charts, you know, and the Dow Jones goes up and it's like the little green arrow suddenly starts shooting way up? This is what it looks like if I could chart people's lives. You know, they kind of meander up and down, up and down. And then, whoa, the year it started, boom, 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 that little arrow climbs. So today what I wanted to do was share a bit about what flow dreaming is, but also share this bigger picture, like how I use flow dreaming today. All right, so let's start with that, how I use flow dreaming today in my life, what I do, what I'm working on right now, and then I'm going to move into here is how you actually do this technique, this process, this way of living. Now, before I delve into both of those, two quick things. One, I love to get your suggestions for topics for the program. In fact, I just posted on all of my Facebook pages, give me your topic ideas. Tell me what's something you haven't heard me speak about. What is most interesting to you? It can be how to cultivate a quality, how to navigate a certain kind of relationship, how to up-level in some area, how to release, how to heal, how to what stress is, how to change the kind of people who are attracted to you. I mean, like, just throw it out there, all kinds of stuff. I'm putting together my list of topics for the next couple months, and I'm going to see what strikes me, you know, of your suggestions. What do I feel like? Yeah, I could really get into that. So I really appreciate that. If you would give me some ideas, you can also email me summer@flowdreaming.com. Summer, just like the season. Flow Dreaming with an F, like Frank. If it's a really long email, chances are I'm going to open it up, I'm going to read through it, and then I'm going to go, I got to give this some time to respond to. And what will happen is it's going to sit open on my desktop for about 5 days until my computer crashes. When it restarts, your email will be gone. It will be buried behind 200 other emails, and I will completely forget that it was ever there. I'm just warning you. If you send me a condensed email, I'm going to go, oh, I can respond to this. And I'm going to tap out a little message and pop it right back to you. Just so you know, I finally figured out how I work. And it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your life or my feelings about you. It's simply that I sometimes space that way because I get buried with a lot of different stuff that I'm juggling. So send me an email, though. I do read every one. It's just sometimes I let them sit there because I'm like, oh, there's so many points. I have to have more time for this, especially if I'm out, you know, picking my kids up from school and I'm reading it on my phone. I'm like, ah, oh, there's no way I can respond to it here. And then, poof, you know, your chances go down because, unfortunately, my computer restarts every couple of days, even though I love my Mac. Yes. So where was I? Oh, yeah, that first request, which was to send me your ideas. And the second is everything you hear in today's episode, you can find, well, not everything, but the basics of how to flow dream. In fact, a full-on tutorial. I wrote it. I audio recorded it. I'm walking you through the process. And then I give you a free flow dream to get started with. This is on my website. You go there, there's a button that says sign up and get your free gift bag of goodies or get your free tutorial. This is going to do two things. One, I'm going to now have you on my newsletter so I can continue to send you some great stuff about what flow dreaming is. And of course, you're welcome to unsubscribe anytime. It's not a big deal. But the other thing it does is it's going to give you these two downloads, this complete free training system. And you can decide that way if you want to do it or not, if you like it or not. You can play around with it on your own time. So keep that in mind. It's all there at flowdreaming.com. Okay, so how do I use flow dreaming in my life today? Well, all right, 10 years ago, it's not funny, today and 10 years ago, when I used to talk about what flow was, I would start with what it actually is. I say, okay, it's a three-part process, and it combines flow, awareness of flow, with emotion and guided daydreaming. Now, you take these three things, and you mix them together, and it creates this kind of magic, right? It's like creme brulee. It's not just the milk. It's not just the sugar. You got to put them all together. That's when the dessert happens. You know, alone, separately, they're not the same. And so I go through each of these pieces. Here is what flow is. Here is what emotion is and why you use it and what it does. And, you know, here is the reason for guided daydreaming. I will get into that. But what's happened over the last decade is I've realized the technique is like having a needle and thread in your hand, right? It does the work. It's what does the work. But there's a lot more than a needle and thread. If I'm holding a needle and thread, I'm still not making anything. I need a pattern. I need cloth. I need a vision. I need a big picture. This is where the rest of the flow philosophy, this arc of development, this new way of living really comes into play. I need all of it if I'm going to sew up something gorgeous. Flow dreaming itself really is not just the technique. It's not the needle and thread alone. It is actually a system. It's a system for living, and it corrects imbalances in your life. It heals and releases past wounds. It strengthens you, and it up-levels you. Just like my students in me school, it's like the stock market taking off. You go up and you go up and you go up. And the challenges that occur for you are completely different than the kinds of challenges you used to experience, right? We're used to thinking of challenges in terms of, I lost my job. What a challenge. I got sick. What a challenge. My best friend fought with me. What a challenge, right? All the things in our life that we supposedly grow from or learn from, you know, my partner or my boyfriend or girlfriend broke up with me. That's a learning situation. We say, oh, I have to push myself through one after another until I finally get it right. God, what a grueling way to look at life. It means you're constantly anticipating lack. You're constantly anticipating bad stuff happens until you're a smart enough little rat in the maze to get through them. That's the way you do it if you haven't picked up these tools, right? These tools say, all right, your challenge now is, here is the most amazing job you've ever had. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to go into insecurity and fear and lose it? Are you going to run with it? Are you going to retire from it? What are you going to do, right? You get, in other words, good stuff. Good stuff happens. And you realize this good stuff pushes you as much or more as the bad stuff used to push you. You're in the best relationship of your life now. What do? Oh, you realize, wow, all my old crap is coming up, all my old ways of behaving, except I'm actually with a person now who is going to point this out to me, help me, show me, who's going to actually lead me and help me, where it's always been the other way around. I've always been the one doing the leading and the talking and the guiding and the waiting. And now I have someone actually doing that for me. I don't know. I've never been in this position. It's like being in the passenger seat of the car instead of the driver. What do I do? Right? The challenge is, do you revert and go backwards into old patterns and ways, or do you step up and into something that feels incredibly unfamiliar? Here's the thing. Success for most of us feels incredibly unfamiliar and uncomfortable. Whereas failure is our old friend. Hey, we know failure. We've experienced it many, many times. If it comes along, we kind of expect it. And we think it's going to happen again and again until we figure it out. See what I'm getting at? There's a total shift in your mindset. I expect now to learn from success. I expect that success is going to push me and push me and push me, because I'm going to grow and grow and grow as I encompass more. You guys, you think about, like, you know, Richard Branson, for instance, and people say, wow, you know, how do you become a multi-billionaire who invests in all these wonderful things? Or Elon Musk, you know, who, you know, PayPal and the Tesla and, you know, alternate energy sources and space stations. And how do they do that? How do they have time in their day? How is it possible for one single person? And that used to boggle me. And then I realized they now learn from success. They expect success. Their job is to learn how to handle ever more success. That is their growth curve. It is not how to handle ever more pain. So once you make that decision in your head, I no longer want to grow from pain. I want to grow from success. And I want that whole new set of challenges. It's like flipping a switch. Your life goes bonk, bonk, bonk. and you're switched over onto a new road, you know, like a train picking a new track. Now, in order to do that, you have to have something there for you to help you. You have to have a guiding principle, a teacher, a mentor, a coach, a system for learning. You've got to have that. Otherwise, you're just free-falling into it like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to be successful. And that is going to just slap you right back into all of your old patterns. To get into new patterns, you have to have something to hold onto, right? It's like walking on a rope across a river. You need that guide rope. You need that thing you can hold onto, unless you're already an expert tightrope walker, which most of us aren't. No, you need to hold onto the rope on either side of you so that you can make that walk. That is the system. For me, flow dreaming became that system. And it taught me how to use it. And fortunately, I can now teach you, and other people are able to teach you. And all of my graduating students and flow dreaming, you know, coaches are able to, you know, spread this out into the world. I realized today that manifesting and law of attraction is like the little glittery thing that catches your eye. Ooh, law of attraction. That sounds really cool. I like this way of thinking. Right? It's there just like ringing a bell. Ding, ding, ding. Right? But the bell means dinner time. You know, law of attraction means dinner time. It means sit down. You need the full meal now. You're not going to eat the bell. You're not eating law of attraction. Manifesting at least a quarter of it, 25% of it, it is the ability to be able to see in real time and switch the stuff that you're making that you currently don't want to make. I would say that this is, for my Me School class, one of the biggest, most amazing lessons they learn, right? You always say, where's my block? Where's my ceiling? What if you could see yourself in the middle of doing something and realize, whoa, I am creating old pattern, not new pattern. I can actually stop this. I actually saw myself doing this. I'm going to stop this right now. I don't want to create this. If I'm experiencing this and manifesting this and aligning my energy to this, I will create it. And it's always been my problem that, there goes my cat again, that stuff has happened to me because I wasn't seeing myself in the process of doing it. I was only seeing it in hindsight. With flow dreaming, you get to see yourself in the process and go, wow, that's magical. That's amazing. I just saw myself. And when you start seeing yourself, you realize, wow, I don't have to pick this anymore. Which leads me to the other 25%, the next quarter of manifesting, of flow dreaming. It's being able to trust and push past. Trust and push past. Right? This is growth. This is a strong growth period. This is the next most important part of what I teach nowadays. If I could get you to see it in process, and then you can make a smart decision, you can go, yeah, I can do differently. I can do this differently. I can push past. How do you do it differently? Trust. Right? Flow dreaming will teach you trust. Empathic intuition teaches you trust. You can push past. You are that strong. Now, how does flow dreaming make you strong? Well, one of the pillars of flow dreaming I mentioned earlier, right? The emotion part. How often do you practice making yourself emotionally strong? Never. Probably never. Probably never. Emotionally strong, mind you, is not the same thing as emotionally cut off, stoic, or reserved. Right? That is a society's way of telling you, don't feel emotion. Well, I'm sorry, not feeling something is not exactly the same thing as being strong at something. My kind of emotion is, this is the emotion I'm feeling. This is the emotion I'm creating. I'm well aware of what it is. If I don't like this, if I want to create something different, I can do that. And I trust myself to do that. And I simply will do that. You will learn this. All of those days, weeks, months, years of kind of floating along and letting your mind just not really know what to do next, those are gone. Those are gone. You always know what you're doing. You always know where you're going. There's no stress. You're just like, yeah, I've got this. No, sure, I've never faced this before, but I've got it. I know how to deal with it. True, I've never faced it before, but I know how to deal with it because I've been learning those tools and practicing them over and over and over. right? The next quarter of manifesting, ongoing healing, right? It's the willingness to go there. And this is actually a part that's really been revealing itself to me in the last couple of years. In fact, the last couple of episodes I've done about trust, ongoing healing. Every time you up level, you will encounter a new area to heal. It's kind of like, you know, like a race car racing through life. Well, every time it's done with the race, it gets a new set of tires. Why? Because it wore out those old tires. Gets an oil change. Why? Because it wore out that oil. Every time you accelerate and up-level yourself, you're going to wear something out. In the past, when we wore something out, we said, oh God, it hurt. It was so bad. I can't go there again. Now I'm just going to bury it for a while. No. Now we recognize life is about ongoing healing. There's always a little, it's like kids out playing, right? They'd never ride their bikes if they were worried about being scabbed up and hurt and falling off. They'd never play. But they do. They don't worry about that. They know my skin's going to heal. Ongoing healing is, it's an indicator, actually, that you are continuously up-leveling. If you're not healing something somewhere, I bet you I would put money down. You are stuck. The last part of manifesting, really, that's the active energy creation. That's the flow dreaming part. That's where you're starting to really learn how to talk and interact and change that mindset. That's the active part. This is why I say flow dreaming for me today is a full way of living, a full way of going about things. Right now, for instance, I am developing a new website. Woo, and now flow dreaming's getting a makeover. Gonna finally bring this thing up to date. Gonna make it so you can download on anything, a computer, an iPad, all of that. So here's what happened. Last week, I sent out about 9 requests to different websites, website building companies. Of the ones who got back to me, which were maybe 5, 2 of them said, well, we don't do anything unless it's at least $50,000 job. And I said, I don't think I need to do that. So 2 of them were out. One of them came back at me and said, well, it's only going to be a couple $1,000s. And I thought, wait a second, you don't know the scope of what I'm asking you to do. So I had to send them a long dossier of all the things that I really did need them to do, and I haven't heard back. So right now I'm starting to feel like, oh boy, how am I ever going to find somebody? This is going to be hard. And I felt myself start to brace. I felt myself start to have those old familiar feelings. This is going to be hard. It's not going to work out. It's going to take all my time. It's going to be, oh, I don't want to do this. I went, oh, I know that feeling, and I know what that means. And I know that as long as I'm feeling that, I'm creating that. So what am I using my actual flow dreaming technique for this week? I am closing my eyes, I'm moving into flow, and I'm saying, I get an amazing website development company. They know how to build shops, they know how to do blogs, they know everything. I just feel so blessed and taken care of that they're in my life. It's a match made in heaven. It's a relationship for the next 10 years. Oh my God, this feels amazing. Right? That's what I'm actually flow dreaming for right now. See that? Now, a couple months, I'll be shifting, changing onto something else. My husband just recently got a new job, brand new job. What am I flow dreaming for? I'm flowing that it's going to work out easily, that our household is going to adjust to his new hours and his new location, that everything is going to fall and fit into place. And whatever isn't is going to naturally work its way out and get balanced and equilibrium so we're all not just happy, but more happy than we used to be. More happy, right? This is what I'm flow dreaming for. So I'm using the technique very specifically on these areas. But those other things I already said to you, you know, about undoing stuff, catching myself, being able to push past stuff, healing stuff, you can kind of hear every one of those processes is going to be built in to me receiving what I'm asking for, right? Like with the website, I'm trusting. I'm going, hey, I'm trusting myself. This will work. This will work for me. Why? Because things like this have worked for me before, and I know it will this time, right? I'm catching myself, you know, starting to go into lack thinking. Oh, did that. right? What is the ongoing healing? Well, I'm recognizing that it's okay for me to go bigger. It's okay for me to be seen. It's okay for me to invest more of my life and my time and my focus in flow dreaming and teaching, as represented by my willingness to expand my website and make it be more functional and beautiful and even bigger. I'm committing to my future. I can't do that unless I'm completely healed and there's nothing from my past that's still holding me back. You get what I'm saying? The technique is the needle that makes all the rest of that stuff happen. We each have something or some things in our life that is relatable to what I've said. Something you're needing to use flow dreaming for, so that all these other parts of you will get activated and you will step onto this way of living, this up-leveling. When we get back, quick break, I'm going to describe to you what flow dreaming is, and we're going to practice being in this state. If there's time, I will take your calls toward the end of today's show. Okay. To find out, by the way, when this podcast is taping, and it tapes live, it tapes via CTR radio. So yes, you can listen live and get on air with me live, and I'll answer your questions live. Once it's taped, goes into my archives. From there, it gets uploaded to iTunes and to various different places where you can access the podcast. And if you discover, hey, did she only do 30? I thought she said she was on for 10 years. The rest of those 10 years, you can find through my website, flowdreaming.com. You can subscribe for like a couple bucks a month and something like 300 more shows on 300 more topics will open up for you. So bear that in mind. I'll be right back, though, after this. Hey, it's summer, and I have a few things that I wanted to share with you, like the happenings and the goings-on at flowdreaming.com. So right now, my gorgeous, hugely amazing Me School of Flow is enrolling. That means I'm accepting students who will work with me for the year ahead, so you'll learn to do what I do. You'll create amazing stuff using flow energy, as well as opening and expanding your own empathic intuition. I will teach you how. If you're ready to go big, this is where you need to be. Me School is also online, by the way, so you can live anywhere. Here's what you do. Just click or swipe on over to flowdreaming.com right now, and there will be a link to set up a time to talk to me about Me School. And this is free, by the way. We'll get on the phone for at least 20 minutes, and we'll talk about whether Me School is a good fit in your life. Now, there's a chance that you're listening to this as an older podcast, in which case, enrollment may be closed, since I only open enrollment about once a year. And if that's the case, you'll have an option to get on the wait list for the next enrollment period, and we'll go from there. So, all right then, I look forward to hearing from you, and even more, to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to our program. That's right. Let's get back to our program. By the way, I just heard the Me School little notice. Right now, Me School is closed. If you're listening live, it's closed. I'm sorry. It will be enrolling again, though, in 2016. What you can do before then, if you want to learn more about it, is get on my wait list. Go to my website. You'll be able to get on that wait list, which means that as the program nears, I'll start sending you information. And then at that point, feel free to make any kind of decision you want about it. Okay, so what is flow dreaming, right? What's flow dreaming? I mentioned the three aspects of flow. The first one, of course, is flow itself. And I can describe flow in highly technical terms, scientific terms, quantum terms. Everything is a flow of information. Everything that you see around you, I'm assuming your eyes are open. Look at something right now. Look at it, right? That's not really solid. Whatever you're looking at, it's not really solid. It appears solid because you're as solid as it is. If you were teensy tiny, the size of an atom, you discover that that thing you're looking at feels like a universe, the atoms, molecules floating and spinning are in constant motion. And they're not attached to each other. And if you were even smaller than that, you'd say, what is directing these things? How are they staying together? How does this thing I'm looking at know to be this thing? How is it staying together further moment by moment? Why doesn't it just fall apart any second? And this is where all kinds of natural laws come in. All kinds of quantum mechanical explanations arrive, right? Things get really kind of wonky and interesting when you go deep in. I spent years examining this, and I probably clobbered my listening audience for several years with a lot of techno science geek babble, which I'm not doing now. I'm simply saying, if you can wrap your head around the idea that everything has an energetic template to it, in other words, blueprints, right? Energetic blueprints. Things are what they are. They're being held together. There's a schematic. Pretend that flow is all the schematics of the universe at a very small level. Now, those schematics, blueprints, are basically just information, right? Patterns of information. Now, everything around you is not frozen. You're not frozen. You think, you feel, you move, you walk through time. This means that all of this information is constantly moving through time as well. What do you call something that moves through time that is information? I call it a flow. It's a flow. It's a flow, right? There's a past, there's a present, there's a future. And everything around you is already interacting with other things. Like right now, I'm staring at a big, tall plant in my office. And I'm thinking how this plant has been interacting with me for at least 10 years. And how it's interacting with the sunshine, creating chlorophyll in its leaves. How it's interacting with the dust on it that I haven't dusted off, right? It's accumulating all this information. It's flowing through time and space, and it's in my flow. It's in my house's flow. It's in my family's flow. You see, we are overlapping and combining. And I've come to the realization that this doesn't happen randomly. I chose to have this plant here. Every day, I am choosing to have this plant here. I could choose any day not to. But I'm choosing to. So every day, new intention is being added. Even though I'm not consciously aware of it, it's there. I've accepted it. I continue to accept it. By default, I have these choices going on. Now, widen this idea to your entire life. Everything in your life, there's intention, acceptance, expectation, information. Your work, co-workers are flowing in and out of your life. Your boss is flowing in and out of your life. Your parents, your house, your car. Now imagine all of your feelings and your relationships. Those are things too. They are. They may not be made of molecular energy. But if they're storing energy inside of you, in your heart, in your head, in your emotion, there goes my cat again. Okay, this is the last time you're staying in the office with me, Sherbert. If they're staying in you, they are creating something in you. They are affecting you. Flow is an understanding that you have this beautiful, graceful arc of your development as you move forward. It is not chaotic. There is a focus to this. There is an intention to this. You have created it, and something bigger than you has created it. You can call it your higher self. You can call it God. You can call it Jesus. You can call it Krishna. You can call it anything, universal consciousness. You can call it even the scientific laws of the universe that right now are saying everything is expanding, growing, and evolving. Look at Earth. It used to be a molten mess. It used to be rocks in space. Now it's supporting this incredibly complex and diverse ecosystem of constant evolution. This is the grand scheme we are in. Now, we're lucky we have a part in this. We have consciousness. We have self-awareness. We can say, hey, I want to be partly directing this. I want to, what's the word, everybody? You guys know it. Co-create. I want to co-create with this. It's what I came here for. The more I can wake up to this co-creation, the closer I am to being united, to being exquisitely fulfilled with everything that is. What do you have to do to wake up to this? Well, first of all, you got to take ownership. You got to get fearless. You got to switch your mindset around. You've got to change, right? That's what flow dreaming takes you on the journey of doing. So getting into flow simply, very simply, is a sense that I'm on a journey of development. There is a perfect alignment to it. It is a place of total ease, right? Total ease. If I feel resistance, that is something outside my flow. If it's outside my flow, it's saying, don't go there. Don't go there. It's not in your flow. Don't go there. We experience resistance as, oh man, ugh, this happened to me. That's not what I wanted. Ugh, rah, frustration, anger, disappointment. Really? Take a big picture. This is your flow saying, this really isn't in your path. Don't you want the path of beautiful, easy, open expansion? Don't you want the quote-unquote lessons you experience all to be ones that up-level you into the next state of being where you can start learning from successes and joy and love? Or do you want to go back and get out of flow and continue to learn from heartbreak and difficulty and frustration and banging your head against the same thing over and over? If you're banging your head against the same thing over and over, it is not in your flow. Let it go. Change your path. All right. Flow. How about the next thing? Emotion. Why do I focus on emotion so much? I'm, first of all, so excited that in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, emotional techniques have become so big. EFT, tapping, I mean, all kinds of stuff. People are finally recognizing emotion. When I teach flow dreaming, I don't use emotion through physical means, physical, you know, healing and release and hypnosis and talking through. I use emotion as its raw force. It is a raw and gorgeous energy that can be put into any kind or flavor or color of emotion. Emotion to me is a box of gorgeous crayons. Yellow feels one way, orange feels another, black is another way. What do I want to make today? It's like a child making a picture. I'm going to pick the right emotions. I'm going to begin experiencing them. As I put them together into the gorgeous picture, it is going to create me. I don't know how to say it. It creates me. I become the picture. I become that creation through my emotion. If I wake up and I was feeling like I felt about my website for about 15 minutes last week, which is, oh God, this is going to be so hard. It's going to take me, I won't get it done until November. I don't have time for this. When will I ever find the right match? When will I, if I feel that, I'm painting in gray and brown. If I decide to switch, I'm painting in beautiful reds and yellows. Ooh, this is going to be fun. This is going to work. I totally trust this is happening. What you are is what the world reflects back to you. You are a walking mirror, except you're the one that's generating what should be reflected back to you. You just hear me? Everything around you right now is a reflection of what is going on inside you. That is why I mentioned earlier, strength, awareness, all of these things are what we're working on. Because accepting that means two things. One, it means you are incredibly powerful and you can never blame anyone else ever again. Two, it means you're incredibly powerful. You can never blame anyone else ever again, right? It's a double-edged sword. We're used to being able to offload blame. Blame on society, blame on God, blame on universe, blame on our bad parenting, all kinds of things. And when you get that taken away from you, when you get that option taken away from you, you can feel like, oh my God, well now it's all on me and I'm not good enough. Right? We use blame because we feel like we're not good enough. Flow dreaming will change that inside you. You'll realize you are good enough. Take that power. It's yours. Your life is showing it to you every single day. Anyway, getting off topic. Emotion is the language that flow speaks. When you feel something, flow responds to it. If you think about something that happened in your past, notice I said think, right? Something pops up in your head. Oh yeah, big time in my life in the past. Okay, some images pop up, but what else is there? 90% feeling. 90% is what you experienced as you went through it. That is what's truly encoded inside of you. So if that's the way your past encodes itself in you, and all of you who've done certain, you know, emotional, you know, healing techniques, you realize that is my past. Well, don't you think your future is going to be encoded the same way? Of course it will. Do you have to wait for your future in order to have the past? No, you create your future right now, just like you can experience your past right now. Create your future right now. We use emotion. It's a universal language of flow, of energy, of life, of universe, of connection. Now, last, how do you feel emotion in flow? Well, you have to have something that's going to get you there, right? And I could say meditation. Well, all right. So my silly little story is that I actually sucked at meditation for many years. I got frustrated. I was working full time. I had kids. I was like, I don't have time. I don't have time. You know, I've got 15 minutes at night. What am I going to do? It's not going to be meditating because it takes me 15 minutes just to calm my breathing enough to think about meditating. And that's where I realized, you know what I'm already doing all day long? I'm daydreaming. I'm totally daydreaming. I do it all day. I don't even realize I'm doing it. What am I doing? This led me on a hunt, a search. Why do people daydream? What's the point of it? Do you know what I found? And I don't know in the last decade if it's gotten any more advanced. If you guys know anything, by the way, send me that. Send me links. Any great stuff you think would, has come out about daydreaming. I always love to see that. Nobody knows. Scientists really don't know. They're as baffled by it as they are by sleep. They're a little further along on sleep, but daydreaming is like, I don't know. Your brain's unhooking or processing or I don't know. I have a different idea about daydreaming. Daydreaming puts you in an instantaneous altered state. And if you define altered state as suddenly being unaware of time, being unaware of your location, being fully and completely engaged in a completely different scenario, then where the heck are you? And the best example of this that I know of is when I'm pulling up in my driveway and I suddenly realize, oh my God, I do not remember if I even stopped at the last three stoplights, let alone getting off the freeway. I have no idea how I just guided myself home. My mind was totally somewhere else. And I realize some part of my body was functioning, doing its thing, but the greater part of my consciousness was totally elsewhere. I was in an altered state, right? You do this already. You don't have to teach yourself how. You were born with this ability. Why would we be born with this? Maybe it's the way that our physical self, our mental self, our emotional self, and our spiritual self connect in with those other vibrations, those other energies. In other words, that quantum stuff, all that intention, all that flow of data. Maybe we're like little computers constantly hooking into the big servers, going, got any mail for me? Got any email for me? Any email out there? Bing, ping, ping, ping. Wouldn't it make sense? We make things, after all, as humans that are modeled on the way we ourselves interact with life. If you follow that chain of thought, you realize perhaps we were made to do the same thing as we made our email to do for us. So when I am daydreaming, I am moving into a potent state between worlds. Now, what do I do there? Most of the time, I'm just working out, hashing out, you know, crappy stuff that's going on in my life. Sometimes, though, I'm actually flow dreaming in that state. I'm creating big, beautiful mounds of gorgeous emotion. I am feeling total flow and alignment. I'm bringing parts of my life that aren't working for me into this state, staying consciously aware, just like with lucid dreaming, I'm lucid daydreaming. I'm bringing it in and I'm saying, I'm remodeling this. I am changing this. And I'm going to do this every day until it changes. Now, I know that this works because it works for me. It's worked for other people I know, thousands of them. I also know that I've been going to the gym 3 days a week and my muscles hurt. My pecs are killing me right now, actually, as I record this, because I've been working them out and they're not used to it. My muscles are responding. Just as I'm putting my physical body through its paces right now, when you start putting your emotional body, your spiritual body through its paces, you will have a response. It is guaranteed. It happens. The wheels churn and change. And then you have to grow inside yourself, strengthen, get fearless to the point where you can say, and I'm in charge of this change. I'm in charge of this change. This is how I really want to feel, and I'm willing to do anything inside myself. I will break myself down to my component parts and rebuild myself up again if I have to get to that place. And I love doing this. You can tell. This is like my big thrill in life, doing it for myself, seeing what happens, and doing it with and for other people. That is flow dreaming, guided daydreaming, emotion, and that total gorgeous sense of easy flowing alignment. Did I mention that? Your flow is like water flowing to the sea. Yes, it encounters all kinds of rocks and pebbles and things in its way. What does it do? Goes around it. Does it fight it? No. Does it scream at the rocks as it goes by? No. Does it say, you're in my way? No. Your flow is the same way. You're on a beautiful trajectory for development. There is a path of ease. There is a path of alignment. Me? I want to be in that path because why? It brings me success. What do I do with that success? I learn through it. That's what I'm choosing to work with right now. Okay, we have a quick break. When we get back, we're going to do a flow dream. And my apologies, everyone, this show. I know you're waiting to speak with me, but it looks like I'm going to probably spend the show just talking because I want to get through this important stuff. So next time, please feel free to give me a call and I will demonstrate with you how to flow, how to get in this alignment, how to unravel things that are bothering you, and how to create things that you want to create, right? That's what I do every day. I unravel things that aren't working and I change them, right? It's like I'm a knitter. Oh, I say, oh, I knitted some really crummy stitches yesterday when I wasn't paying attention. This time I'm going to sit down, I'm going to take those stitches out, and I take care of those, and then I'm going to create some more new good stuff. That's flow dreaming. All right, and we'll be back right after this. Oh, we're on break again. So while you're waiting, here are a few suggestions I think you'll get a lot out of. First, on my website at flowdreaming.com, you can pick up a free gift basket or gift bag, however you want to look at it, right now from me. I put together a 30-minute tutorial on how to flow dream, and then I gave you a flow dream to start practicing with. This saves me from having to reteach the basics on every show, and it gives you the first step to creating a freaking amazing new life. So find this free gift for me right now on my homepage. You just pop in your email and I will be able to send it to you pretty quickly, right away. Next, you know what underwrites this podcast? My manifesting shop at flowdreaming.com. I have the most amazing playlist there. I've worked hard on these for over a decade. I've tested them all. I know what works. They're on all kinds of topics. How to get a new job, how to go bigger, how to lose weight, remove all your blocks around money or opening yourself to the right kind of partner. So much to go through. And the playlists, they are powerful and effective, crazy effective. In fact, my inbox is full every day with thank you notes from people who've used my flow dreams and become lottery winners. They've just gotten married or received huge bonuses. They've cured themselves of depression and health issues. It really is astounding. So go visit the manifesting store at flowdreaming.com and see what you want to begin changing in your life. Welcome back. All right, are you guys ready to experience the needle and thread? That doesn't sound very good, the needle. Ew, doesn't poke, doesn't hurt at all, actually. Flow dreaming is one of the most pleasant and enjoyable processes that I have ever done. And I think I know why flow picked on me in the first place, guided me, nudged me, forced me to figure it out and to go into it and use it, because I am not generally a person who likes to encounter a lot of pain and difficulty. It had to woo me, and that's exactly what it's done. It is going into a place where I feel beautiful. It's a bubble bath for your mind. There should be no sense of urgency, no sense of stress about it, no sense of even, am I doing it right? You don't need any of that. It's just about sinking in, letting go into the daydream, feeling that beautiful arc of ease, expansion, alignment. And then if you want to put something specific in, absolutely feel free to do so. Sometimes I do, like, oh, my website. Sometimes I don't. I just feel myself like everything is great. Everything. It encompasses everything. Now, remember, what I'm talking about is sort of like the tip of the iceberg, okay? As you follow the podcast, as you perhaps start to follow my work or get on my newsletter, or even join Me School, you'll see that all kinds of other lingo comes up. Action, pre-action, emotional endpoints, all kinds of things. But I want you to at least experience this aspect because it in itself is incredibly enriching. Before we go in, because I know that we're going to end up in the podcast on this, or the radio show on this. If you want to practice this, one, go to my website, get the tutorial. I will walk you through the process again, even more detail, get you even more in it. There's also a manifesting store there. You can get a playlist. I encourage you to get a playlist. Start with any playlist. Really doesn't matter, especially if you're worried about, should I use this one or that one or this one? Get one or get them all. Doesn't matter. Start experiencing it. Start playing with this feeling. It's amazing. The playlists are MP3s that I've created around certain topics that will start to adjust you as you listen to them. They will adjust you. You will grow your ability to go into flow, to feel the emotion. And as you grow it, these playlists are going to keep you going, keep you going, keep you going. And you'll get there. The playlists have proved to be exceedingly popular. I've sold thousands, thousands, and thousands of them, which is one of the reasons I keep making them, because I go, these are useful. People are using them. They want them. They want more of them. I will make them. And that's why I create them, because I know that they help you. Okay. Everyone, eyes closed. If you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, you want to go into a relaxed state. Relaxed and easy. Remember, you're not meditating. If you're tempted to meditate, stop that. If you're worried that you can't meditate, let go of the worry. I just want your shoulders to drop. I want you to let your stomach out. I want you to feel yourself drifting and relaxing. We're only going to spend about 2 or 3 minutes here as you let go into a daydream. Daydreaming is just like when you let your mind think about something. It's almost like reading a book and you're with the characters and you've forgotten that you're laying in bed or sitting in a chair somewhere else. You're in a beautiful landscape, in fact. A landscape of golds and silvers and flowing light everywhere. If this were heaven, you would say, yep, I could imagine that. Gold and silver flowing lights. Translucence. Rainbow colors weaving their way through. And you realize maybe this is what flows of energy look like. If I really were super tiny, right there in the middle of all the data, maybe this is what it would feel like to be flowing, to be aligned. And that's when you notice that you yourself are moving. You're being carried just like a little bit of energy, a little drop of light yourself, and you're flowing and moving. And then to your further surprise, you realize, I'm not random at all. It's not like I'm just going here and there. I'm moving in a direction. It already happened. I didn't even think about it. It just already occurred for me. You're flowing. It's your flow. It's absolutely your own. It's no one else's. You're not caught in anyone else's current. This is all you. It's all yours. It's your life. It's who you are. And you realize my whole identity is here, my whole personality, and something much greater than my personality. And I remember this, and it feels good. And maybe it's a higher self, or maybe it's just something I don't even know what to call yet, a soul. I don't know, but it feels good. And I just want to be here a lot. I want to be here all the time. I want to feel this kind of guidance and direction and flow and movement. And I want to come back here again and again and again. I want to feel this all the time. Because I know if I felt this, my life would begin to feel this way. Everything around me would begin to feel this way. All the situations and things I do and the people I encounter, they would all be in this flow as well. And so I'm coming back here I'm going to come back again and again. And with that feeling, you release this image and you open your eyes. And there you go. You had 3 minutes of flow. Notice how fast it went. And with that, my producer is telling me, time to go. So next week, same time, same place. Until then, my love to you all and keep flowing. Well, look at that. Show's over. But before you go, did you know that my mom has a podcast too? Her show airs live right after mine. It comes up next. We tape our live shows back to back. Her show is called The Dear Venus Show. So stay listening and you can call in or look it up.